with C.J. Anderson, how important is it going to be to stop him on Sunday?
Very. You know, he's come in, I think, and done a real, you know, because they've gone through a lot of backs here. And, you know, he's come in, I think, and really added some stability. You know, he's played really well when he's been in there, and he's doing a really good job in all phases. He's not just a runner. He's a good protection guy. You know, he's a stout guy, so his protection is pretty good, and he's done a really good job. All their backs, there hasn't been any drop-off, no matter who's played backs in the receiving aspect of their offense. So I think he's done a really good job for them. You know, so it's important for us to do, and, you know, obviously they're a team that, you know, can go either way, as they prove, you know, threw the ball out at St. Louis, came out and ran 12 straight runs against Miami. And, you know, you got to deal with all of it.
Because of those extremes, it seems odd to say because Peyton Manning's the quarterback, but teams that have been able to take the run away from them the way St. Louis did had success against them.
Well, yeah, and I think that may have driven the train here this past week on why we're going to run the ball, you know. So sometimes I'm sure they might look back and say, hey, we could have ran a few more times. Now, when the score gets out of whack, sometimes you got to go forward. So you know, we have to prepare for both. I mean, there's just no way, and you're never going to be able to load up to stop the run against a guy like Manning. You're going to have to just play really good defense and, you know, be able to play run and pass, because if you go too far the other way, it's not going to be pretty.
Looking back in the first game of Denver, mm-hmm. after the first play of the game, feel like you guys were about as effective as maybe you could have been?
Well, yeah.
Against the quality of that opponent?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of things happen in that game that went really well. Our offense kept the ball, did a great job. You know, that affected the way. I thought we settled down after the one big play, and, you know, they played us a little different with their personnel grouping. Welker was out, you know, so that affected, you know, I think how they were playing. And so I imagine there's parts of that game that they look at and take advantage of, and we're trying to do the same. But I thought we played solid. I think we could have played better, you know. But, you know, Peyton was very effective throwing the ball. I mean, as far as completion percentage and that, which he's, you know, historically is going to be. The key thing with him, when you get him to third down, you got to win enough to get off the field at a high enough rate that you can stop him, because he's going to complete passes. I mean, that's just his, you know, his M.O. I mean, he's been doing it for a long time, and, you know, he's still up in that high 60s, you know, completion percentage. You know, for all the things you already know about him, he's smart. He knows where the coverage is. He knows what's going to happen. So when we get him in those third downs, we got to win. That's big in this thing.
Coach, you mentioned some of the challenges of facing the Broncos team that seems to have found balance with C.J. Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs right now, past two games, have struggled against the run.
Mm-hmm.
How much of an option is it to potentially rotate Joe Mays in there to help against the run?
Any of those options are on the thing. You know, we've been trying to work Joe back into the lineup as you know, for the last 3 weeks, and he's obviously been playing on teams, and I think he's kind of feeling more comfortable. So, you know, we're just going to let that play out. And, you know, it's a possibility. Like I say, if all we had to do is stop the run this week, we'd feel, you know, like, hey, that's an easier task, not to stop them, but we could focus on it. What Peyton does is he doesn't allow you to focus on just one phase of their game. And that's one of his great strengths, I think. You know, he's very patient. You know, he's drop the ball off, run. You know, and that's, you know, some quarterbacks that aren't that patient, you know. So that's where I think he's really, you know, made himself a really good player these last few years.
Coach, what makes Emmanuel Sanders so tough on a defense?
Well, he's got great speed. That's a problem. And, you know, I think he's really playing well in their system. You know, I mean, you know, you feel watching video, Peyton has a lot of trust in him. You know, he's running really good routes. And, you know, most of those quarterbacks that are like Peyton, you know, the thing I think they always want is they want to be feeling like you're a dependable guy. You're going to be where you're supposed to be. And, you know, from our take, he appears that he's running great routes, knows how to get open. And, of course, he has the great speed to knock the, you know, the top off the defense. So that creates space underneath sometimes too.
Coach, It almost seems like they're more effective now with, I mean, they lost Decker, who was also a good player, but it seems like the offense is even.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, because you got both, he's got an outstanding speed, and the Thomas, the wideout, is got really good speed, so they got two guys that, make it tough on the outside, They're a really talented team. The tight ends are, there's nobody that isn't pretty good on that team, and Tammy's a great tight end to come in for the other Thomas. And so it's just, it's one of those deals. You're going to have to really play well as a defense, and you got to make some plays in this game. That's what it really comes down to. You got to make some plays, whether it's third down, getting off the field, takeaway if you get an opportunity, whatever it is, you got to be able to do that.
Bob, you guys have shown a great deal of confidence in Ron Parker. By the fact you moved him all over the place. Mm-hmm. Well, now, unfortunately, you have an opening back at safety. The last few weeks, the way he's played at corner, is he better playing with the ball, being able to see the ball in front of him, than having to run backwards and try to find it?
I think Ron has done a really good job at both positions. And he, of course, he gives us a lot of flexibility, I think he's so far he's proven to be equally good at both positions for us. I think he's done just an incredible job, to be honest, to be able to go back there and play corner to start out, then get a heavy dose of safety, then have to go back to corner, and has done a really good job. His technique has stayed pretty much in tune, which is one of your big concerns when you're not doing those things on a daily basis. But he's just, he's done a really good job, so I'm not sure what his best deal is.
Is that because he's been targeted so much on corner? Do we sometimes get a skewed view of what's happened? Because he's seen more passes in the last few games than anybody in your secondary.
Yeah, sometimes it's the way the coverage is tilted. Sometimes he's on the really good receiver, just how that works out. Targeting is a hard one to figure sometimes, because you don't know what's driving the train. Sometimes it's the coverage. We'll take the quarterback there. Well, I think the thing, one of the terms we use a lot here is for anybody, but I think particularly true for a guy like Peyton is you try to affect the quarterback. The stats say you're going to have a really difficult time sacking him. He's been sacked 12 times in 440 some passes, their line does a really good job of not letting free runners. He has that great knowledge of, hey, this could be a problem over here. I'm getting the ball out, whether it's completed or completed for a short gain or whatever. He just does a great job of not accepting the sack, that's just something you deal with. There's nothing you can do but rush hard. And like we say, hey, you just want to keep working him. And, coverage affects you. If you get him to hold for a second, you got a better chance. But he's a master at what he does, and we just have to accept some of that it's going to come out. There's nothing we can do. We can bring all of them. But if he wants to throw the ball out there fast, you just can't touch him. Well, yeah, the thing he's going to make, there's really nothing you can do every play against him, because he's too knowledgeable, he's too good. So like most of these games, and particularly a guy like him, you got to try to mix it up a little bit, not give him the exact same thing every time, like I say, there's nothing that Peyton Manning hasn't seen, in all the snaps he's taken at quarterback. So I don't think you go into the game thinking you're going to trick him. You just try to, hey, you try to make it as undecided as long as you can, and see if you can get him that way a little bit and play. And in the end, you got to cover, whether you're in man or zone, however you're playing it. And then you got to be able, move the pocket a little bit if you can, like I say, he controls some of that because of how fast he gets rid of the ball.
Bob, over the last 2 years, you've
really gotten a chance to know Eric Berry. Your reaction to the news, and how do you think his teammates have reacted?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, I mean, it's one of those things you never even think about or cross your mind. Here's a young guy, you know, 25 years old, that's a great condition. I mean, we're worried about, is he coming back from his injury? You know, and I mean, you're watching him progress from that, thinking, okay, man, he's getting back. And, you know, unbeknownst to anybody, you know, he's dealing with a whole different thing that, is a lot bigger than what we do out here on the field. And, you feel for the guy. You feel for the guy, for one, it's a threatening position for him. You feel for, you know how bad he loves to play and loves to compete and loves his job. But you know that, hey, this issue is bigger than the game. And like he said it beautifully, hey, I got a new opponent, you know, and that's who I got to deal with. And I think the guys, he's been a core guy here, you know, and I think obviously some players are closer to him than others. But I think everybody was, you know, taken back, you know, first with it. And then, but I think his, one of the best things he did was be here Monday and let everybody see him. That meant, I think, a lot to the players, you know, because if you just disappear, you're wondering, like, what happened to him, you know. But, I mean, he assured the players, you know, of his attitude and what he was going to do and how he was going to attack it. And I think that made us, coaches, players, all feel really good, you know, like, hey, he's got the right mindset to go after this thing. And so, you know, as much as, you know, we miss him, as much as we wish he could be here, you know, our main deal is, hey, we're going to try to, all players, coaches, chief organizations, support him. And, you know, we know that this is a long, hard fight. You know, it's not this fight today and tomorrow. This goes on for a while. And, you know, that's when he needs his support down the road.